Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of American Criminal. In our latest season, the child of Italian immigrants sets out to achieve the American dream. And if he has to spill some blood along the way, so be it. Listen to American Criminal, Al Capone, wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get ad-free access to the entire season first, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of the Just Saying Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Martindale, and tis the season indeed with today's guest. I'm so excited to have her. She has so many things in the works right now. She has a current podcast called Welcome to I Love My Kid But.
Just I Love My Kid But. I see the welcome highlight.
It's not welcome. It's I Love My Kid But.
I Love My Kid
Land.
But.
This is your last day. Happy holidays. This podcast, it's a weekly escape where comedians Megan Gailey, who is my guest today,
yes.
Kurt Bronneler, Chris Garcia, and guests unload about the joys and challenges of being a parent, all the hell their kids put them through, and how they might reclaim some of the glory of their pre-parenting life. Mm. You've had amazing guests. I had Pete Holmes on mine. He's been on yours. Greg Fitzsimmons has been on mine. Sklar Brothers coming up as well.
Lot of dads. The moms are busy.
That's moms are always busy.
I'm like, we don't have enough. People are always like, can you have more moms? I'm like, moms are booked.
Yeah.
Moms have things going on. We just named four dads. Very avail.
They're like, I'll do a podcast.
I'll drive from Ojai.
Yeah. Oh, wow. God. Yeah. And I feel like the moms are especially busy during the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We just left my parents' house and like, my mom was shuttling people to the airport. Like she drove a Hyatt House bus.
Yeah.
Just in and out, in and out.
Where was this? Where does mom shuttle?
From her house to the airport. Her house to the airport.
Where's home?
Indianapolis.
That sounds like a shuttle town.
Yeah, you got a shuttle. My dad, don't know what he's doing.
Doing a podcast.
He's resting. He's retired. Well, he's in a band.
Yeah.
So he's probably, I don't know, looking at Led Zeppelin sheet music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just that old classic pastime?
God.
But, your previous podcast, you've had comedians and Lifetime fanatics, Lifetime Television for Women.
Yes.
Fanatics, Naomi Ekperigin.
Ekperigin,
thank you. Every week as you recap a different Lifetime movie beat by beat. And I'm so glad that you are here because not only are you one of the biggest sports fanatics ever that I've ever met, but you're also a Lifetime movie aficionado.
Yeah, very small Venn diagram of people that like Lifetime or Bravo.
Oh.
Yeah, there. Whenever it's like the Super Bowl, it'll be like, Bravo fans, like just here for the Super Bowl and or like just here for the halftime show. And that's like one circle. And I'm like, but I like Real Housewives and the Indianapolis Colts.
Exactly. I feel like Bravo and also like Drag Race have become like fantasy leagues.
Yes. Like, and like sports has drama.
It does. They're,
oh my God.
Give me some sports drama.
Okay. So Doc Rivers, who used to be the coach for the Clippers, then was the 76ers coach and now is a broadcaster. He at one point had his daughter's ex-boyfriend traded to be on his team. His name's Paul George. He's currently on the Clippers. Paul George cheated on Doc Rivers' daughter with a dancer in Miami, impregnated her, and then Doc Rivers just had to coach him. I mean, that is Real Housewives level.
That is drama.
Yes.
Should I start watching football?
I think so. There was, oh my God, there was this really fun rumor. I mean, not fun for Bills fans, but the Bills quarterback, Josh Allen, who's sort of just like a regular looking white man. It was rumored that he cheated on his longtime girlfriend, impregnated the girl. And I always say this, if you're going to cheat, you have to wear a condom. Like,
can we get with it, guys? If you're going to cheat, wear a condom.
You cannot cheat and get an STD or
raw dog
or pregnant. That's just like, that's inconceivable.
We don't need a raw dog Christmas, you know?
So apparently he cheated, got on his longtime girlfriend, got the other girl pregnant, and all of this blew up, like came to the surface the day before the Bills had a playoff game, and they lost a playoff game that they should have won because of it.
Why? Because it was like, it was on his mind, and he was like, I can't focus.
Yeah. He had two white women screaming at him, and then there's like this famous, like, meme clip, I don't know, of his like really star wide receiver smashing his helmet down next to him. And it was like, he knew. And he was mad at him. Like, you got to wear a condom, dog. Now we're losing in the playoffs.
So it's like, it sounds like pregnancy is to football as vodka is to housewives.
Yeah.
So that's how the drama ensues. Now, what are your thoughts on this whole like Travis and Taylor nonsense?
So I love Travis. Travis is from Cleveland. So he's like very good Midwestern stock. I have met him a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have a mutual friend. He is lovely, really funny, really hot.
Does he wear condoms?
I honestly, I've dated some men from Cleveland and I'm going to say coin flip.
Are we going to have a Taylor Swift pregnancy in 2024?
Well, here's what Swifties have been saying to me. They're like, oh my God, we heard that they're going to get engaged in December or January. And I'm like, if you were a sports fan, you would know that would be the worst time for them to get engaged.
Super Bowl, playoffs.
That is playoff push.
I knew that.
Yes.
I knew it.
So it's like, at the earliest they would be getting engaged in February.
Or
post-Super Bowl.
This was my prediction.
Yeah.
They win the Super Bowl. He proposes to her on the field. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I could absolutely see that. I think it's a relationship that probably started out of like, huh, everyone is like saying we should do this. Like, this will be funny.
Yeah.
You like slid me your phone number, like whatever.
Yeah.
They're well documented, not either of each other's type in any way.
You don't think so?
No. She dates, you know, wavy musicians. He is one of the greatest tight ends of a lifetime. A white tight end, too. Beefy, strong, broad shoulders.
Harry. Yeah.
And he likes black women.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's dated, like, so he had a reality show, Catching Kelsey.
Yeah.
And all the women he liked were black women. All of his exes are black women. Taylor Swift is the furthest thing from a black woman. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
And so we're talking opposite types, both attractive, successful. I think they probably started it as like we got mutual agents or publicists and this will be like interesting. And then I think they've been like a breath of fresh air for each other and enjoyed it and have like a mutual respect for what the other one does.
Sometimes you just need to flip your type. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm dating these wafy, sickly looking young Timothy Chalamet boys. And it's like, oh, I'm dating these like, you know, fierce, like strong black women. You know, it's like, well, maybe let's just flip them around and see what happens.
And they love it.
You do think it's like real, legit. What are the stats?
I think it's real now. I think it's real now.
You think it's real now?
Yeah. She's from Pennsylvania. He's from Cleveland, like sort of shared backgrounds growing up. I'm sure, like, we see it with comedians all the time. If you were to go and like watch someone perform to a sold out arena and people are like screaming and crying, you'd be like, yeah, I'll fuck them. You know, like there is something about what both of them do.
I'm like,
and there is something about what both of them do that's like, I think, very attractive to the other one and like an understanding of lifestyle too.
Interesting.
And even though she's far more famous and everyone's like, I've never heard of him, it's like he had hosted SNL.
You know what? That's always a thing.
He was a multi Super Bowl champion. Yes. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Like, yes, he may not be known to every 27 year old working in PR, but like he is a famous person.
There's nothing worse than like, I didn't know who you were until ..
Okay,
it's like,
great.
Well, sorry that you were like out of the loop.
Yeah,
like,
he owns mansions.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't matter if you didn't know him. Like, he is known.
Yeah. How is the sex life, do we think?
I bet he is elevating her. Like, usually I think it's women elevating men, you know?
Yeah. I thought you meant like he's picking her up.
Oh, he's picking her up.
You think he's
for
picking
sure.
her up?
Oh, he's picking her and that long back up.
Oh.
And I bet hip up, they're the same.
Is that her position on the team, long back? Taylor Swift's a long back, he's a tight end.
She's a long backer. I think he's probably blowing her mind. Because a lot of these men that she's been with, and I've done a lot of research having sex with wafy men myself, is they present male feminist and then they fuck you like a blow-up doll. And it's like, no, I need you to fuck the fuck here, okay? You're talking the talk, but I need you to fuck me like you believe in Roe v. Wade. And so I think he is probably I bet he's like a very dedicated, thoughtful lover.
Like Santa.
Yeah, I mean, he, and like his brother is more Santa-like. You know, his brother's a little beefier, but he's like strong, hot. I mean, I have friends that he's not their type either. And they're like, whoa, Travis Kelce. I thought he was going to win Sexiest Man of the Year. What's it? Sexiest Man Alive by People.
No,
I really
Kim Kardashian won that. No. Oh, I'm sorry. That was GQ's Man of the Year. What is life these days?
I know.
Oh,
I know.
God. Well, okay. So those were, who's going to the Super Bowl, do you think?
Ooh, the Eagles, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, so that's Jason.
That's Jason Kelce. Uh-huh. The Eagles are like surging right now. They're the best team in the NFL. So they're my pick out of the NFC, and I thought they were going to have a down year. And the AFC is, I want it to be the Chiefs because I think that's like the best storyline, but that was the Super Bowl last year, was brother versus brother. God, I don't, I could see it being the Ravens, the AFC, that's the division that my beloved Colts are in, or the conference my Colts are in. It's really kind of unclear at this point.
Wow. But we will find, I mean, this is a prediction. This isn't like, you know, this is who, but I do love that it's like a female's point of view. I love that.
Thank you.
Because I honestly have no idea what the fuck you've been talking about for the past like 10 minutes.
But you've been nodding. Like,
I've been nodding. Yeah,
interested.
I am. Yeah. I'm there and I'm engaged, but like some of the words, I'm just like,
Right.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, we both were on the NFL the Pylon.
Yes.
Which was an amazing show on Amazon. And they were like, do the fashion of the football team, Justin. And I was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember something else I did, but I was like, oh, yeah, I'm on this, like, sports show now. And I actually got to go to that, what is it called?
NFL Honors?
What was this? Is that where it was?
Oh, at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go to
what
where?
What is it? They're like, the SoFi Stadium?
SoFi Stadium, which is where the Chargers and the Rams play and where Taylor performs.
We're
getting a lot of crossover.
I remember we were there and they were like, they had announced that Taylor was performing and they were like, this is the hallway she's going to go down and this is like the arena. It's insane.
It's massive. So that's where NFL Network is headquartered too. It used to be at a different location, but when they built SoFi, they moved all the offices there. So it's like all on this massive campus in Inglewood now and is like really beautiful.
It was huge. It was like a spaceship almost.
Oh, it does look like a spaceship.
Just like just locks and corridors and eye scans.
And then you like see just like loose people waiting for Harry Styles. And it's like, he's not coming for 8 months, but it's like, we're camped out.
Yeah.
We're ready. We're ready. Posters are drawn.
Posters are drawn, like in line, putting the wristbands on, curating the wristbands.
I mean, and like you could be like, okay, who's the quarterback for the Rams? And they'd be like, no fucking idea. Don't care. Does he know Harry Styles?
Exactly.
And it's like, probably not.
Do they know that he shaved his head?
His name's Matt Stafford.
What?
The Rams quarterback.
I was like, who's Matt? It's not Harry Styles. One of my favorite moments of football this year was Dolly Parton.
Yes.
In her little Dallas Cowboy getup for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
What do we think?
Gorgeous.
I mean, your Nana could never.
77.
Work, bitch.
Looked so good. And then I loved all of the juxtaposition between like what Dolly was doing and what Jack Harlow was doing because he was, you know.
I didn't even see Jack Harlow.
Dressed like an outcast from The Matrix and had like a terrible set. And it's like Dolly is like giving not just body at 77, but like artistry, voice, like a lot of fun. And I think she is probably the like someone that everyone agrees on.
Yeah.
Where it's like she actually unites the country. Because I saw comments have to be turned off on a Sesame Street post recently.
Why?
People were going nuts.
About what? Elmo?
No.
Is it Bert and Ernie again? What are they doing?
It was, I'm like afraid to even tell
Why?
You.
Why? What is it?
Basically, Sesame Street was like, hey, don't murder children. And everyone
what?
Was like, we will murder children. You know, like it was insane. So Sesame Street had to turn comments off. Like, that's how crazy it's gotten in the streets.
Is this the world we live in, that Sesame Street has to turn off their comments?
Yes, but Dolly, I think Dolly is, like, the great unifier. She's younger than Biden and Trump. She should run.
Oh, absolutely. And also, she was, like, covered up.
I know.
But it was also giving you, like, Britney Spears Toxic with, like, the bedazzled bodysuit.
Yeah, because, like, she's not showing her, like, bare skin, but she is showing that tiny waist,
tiggle bitties,
and like
the Smoky Mountains.
To stand next to the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders is, as a woman, one of the most horrifying things I can ever even think of.
Really?
Oh my God, I just feel like my eyelids would have cellulite. Like they would just be like, get her out of here!
Back to the shadows!
Well, I always say, so like the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving Day. There are the Lions, Cowboys, and then there's a third game that rotates who the teams are. But the Lions don't have cheerleaders. The Cowboys obviously have the most famous cheerleaders in sports. And I'm always like, do those bitches eat Thanksgiving? Or like, they must not.
I always wonder that. Like, what do they do on like game day for Thanksgiving? Like, I guess their families go to the games, right?
They don't get tickets. Those girls are treated not well. They make like $75 a game. And they have to be weighed in.
As it should be. No, I'm like the olden days.
You got to pay me if I'm not eating Thanksgiving.
But wasn't there like a Lifetime movie where like there was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader murder? Or wasn't that the...
It was Texas Cheerleader. And it was high school.
It was Tori Spelling.
Yes, Landon and I were talking about Mother May I Sleep with Danger, too, which is a classic Lifetime that starred Tori Spelling. And then they did a reboot. So, well, I guess they did a sequel, in a sense. And Tori Spelling is the mother in it. And her daughter is a lesbian vampire.
God bless this network.
Yep. The Lord's work. The Lord's work through vampires and lesbianism.
God, I mean, Lifetime just never... Okay, are you more Lifetime or Hallmark?
I am not even allowed to mention the second one. No, I
can't. Oh, really?
And now that we no longer do
it. You're like, I'm Great American Family. Candace!
Well, so I'm more Lifetime because they paid me a salary for a long time. If they didn't, though, Lifetime as a company is actually much more inclusive. Hallmark is extremely Christian. Very anti-gay, anti... Which,
by the way, do they not know that,
who's
like,
watching?
Gift cards from Hallmark are gay?
Yeah,
like, come on.
I am listening. There is a serious Hallmark Christmas channel that I'm listening to. But Lifetime doesn't just do the Christmas gorgeously. They also are, like, year-round.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Hallmark, this is really their time to shine. And Lifetime kind of, like, transcends being put into a box. And I think is just much more inclusive.
But Lifetime is more true crime.
During the rest of the year. But then they did do a murder Christmas movie.
What?
It was really fun. Guess what? Guess what people were getting murdered over?
Leaving comments on Sesame Street's Instagram?
That would have made more sense.
God.
No, they were being murdered over Charles Dickens village houses. You know, those little houses that, like, my mom has them. Like, they're little tiny.
Like, the little, like, displays?
Yes. People were being murdered over those.
I mean, that tracks.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's, like, very borderline antique roadshow.
It was.
And people are like, this is 800 years old.
The movie opens with an elder. I don't know why I'm laughing. The movie opens.
Go for it. This is it. Laugh.
The movie opens with a very elderly woman being pushed down the stairs to her death over her Dickens Village collection.
This is the Black Friday I needed.
It's so good.
Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you in part by Rocket Money. Do you ever just look on your phone and you get a notification from your bank that a certain amount of money has been withdrawn and you're just like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And you don't really know what it's for. You know what it probably is? Those subscriptions. We subscribe to everything. We're constantly getting billed. And sometimes we don't realize that we are not subscribed to those anymore. You thought you deleted the app, but nope, you didn't. And you're still getting charged for it. Well, now you don't have to worry because Rocket Money is here to take care of you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want or I want to cancel it, all I have to do is just tap, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest for it. You never even have to speak to a customer service representative. Finally, get out of here, robot. They'll even try to refund you all the money that you've already spent and try to lower your bill up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and send it on over to Rocket Money. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sayin, S-A-Y-I-N. That's rocketmoney.com/sayin. rocketmoney.com/sayin. Start saving. And now back with Megan Gailey. Do you want to play a game?
I would love to.
Okay, so you are Miss Lifetime movie. I want to play a game with you.
Okay.
And you are going to have to guess whether this plot is real or fake.
Okay, great.
Okay? And I think you're going to like sweep the floor. I feel like you're very competitive.
I'm very competitive. I've seen probably 150 Lifetime movies.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to kick
my ass. Know, but we'll see. I'm
okay. All right, here we go. Becoming Santa. A woman brings her boyfriend home for Christmas to meet her parents, Santa and Mrs. Claus. He must decide if he's willing to continue their relationship after learning that he'd be next in line for Santa's job.
I think that's real.
You think that's real?
I do.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, great.
Becoming Santa is a real movie.
Now streaming on LMN Network.
Oh, I'm sure. Freebie, Tubi, Freeform, all that.
Sounds good. Huh? And I want, you know, it has sort of like nepotism themes in it.
Nepo Santa is like it right now.
Yeah, Nepo Santa.
Well, did you see the sign outside on like at sunset? The Santa Clauses?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
With Gabriel Iglesias? I thought it was like a genie. I was like, oh, no, that's like Gabriel Iglesias. It's like an elf. And then there's like a whole family. And then the lady from Lost. What's her name? Do we know her? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We don't remember her name. Anyways,
don't remember her name. But
her name is.
But I'm thrilled for her career.
So here's another one. Okay. This is called The Great Light Race. Oh, Elizabeth Mitchell. Thank you. Mrs. Santa.
Tim Allen.
Yeah. Cal Calvin Kloss.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, Calvin Kloss.
Eric Stone Street.
Eric Stone Street plays Magnus
Antis. Oh, this is the Santa Claus. I thought this was the film that you had just described. I go, these are high
end
actors. This is
Santa Clauses. Yeah. Because I was like, they pull it up and I'm like, what's her name?
And oh my gosh. Like, and the guy in the son in real life, his last name is Austin Kane, like Candy Kane. You know, I wonder if they factored that in.
That's what I need to know. I'm like, are you automatically cast in a holiday movie if you already have like a holiday name?
Yeah. Hmm.
Like if I was like Justin Slaybell, like people would be like, get him in now. But S-L-A-Y-B-E-L-L. Here we go. All right. Next movie title plot. The Great Light Race.
Okay.
In a small town hit by a power outage on Christmas Eve, the Great Light Race becomes a quest as neighbors compete to create the most dazzling holiday light display, the old-fashioned way to restore the town's cheer and remind everyone that love promises to brighten more than just the streets.
Oof. The plot seems like a yes. The title seems like a no.
Why is that?
Because it's usually much more of like a pun.
Mm.
Like... this would be like, home is where the candles are or something. you know what I mean?
That's my home. My home is where the candles are.
My toddler son loves smelling candles. And I'm like, he's gay. He's gay.
Oh.
He's like, pick it up. Like, he can't talk, but he's like. So I pick up, he smells, and he smiles.
Oh, he's a candle connoisseur.
One and a half loving candles.
So lucky. Goose Creek. Go get you some Goose Creek candles. They're the best.
I'm going to say real.
You should have went with your instinct. It's fake. You were like, the title doesn't make sense.
Dang it.
That's a fake one.
Okay.
And also, it kind of sounds like holiday problematic. The Great Light Race?
Yeah. But like, they wouldn't flag that.
That's on Great American Family.
That's definitely on Hallmark. Yeah, that's definitely like
Candace Cameron. Like, did someone say American Great Light Race? Okay, here we go. Crazy for Christmas, or in Spanish, Loco para Navidad.
Okay.
Shannon, I'm in. If it starts with Christmas and Shannon, I'm in. Shannon, a single mother.
Yes, great.
is forced to chauffeur a wealthy eccentric around town on Christmas Eve while he gives away cash to complete strangers. When a reporter pursues the story, a new romance blossoms.
Okay, so it's Made in Manhattan meets Driving Miss Daisy.
Is there anything better?
I'm still like caught up on not going with my gut on the last one.
Do you need the title again? Crazy for Christmas.
I'm going to say fake.
It is real.
What the heck?
I know. It is real.
So the chauffeur and the crazy man fall in love?
Shannon is a woman, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
She's has to drive around Ebenezer Scrooge.
And they fall in love.
Great. Yeah, it's very like Anna Nicole. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like he's clearly a terrible person.
Hold on. I'm going to say she falls in love with the reporter. Who's pursuing the story.
And maybe they take down the rich guy, or he has like a
come
to...
They shove him down the stairs for his Christmas village. Yes.
He has a come to baby Jesus and becomes like a good person at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you gave me the Spanish title because it
Just because I knew what it was.
Okay, great, great. Because there are Spanish-leaning ones.
Loco para Navidad.
Christmas in Santa Fe had a lot of Spanish themes. That was a really fun one, Mario Lopez. And there is a dance competition in it too.
I'm sorry, Christmas in Santa Fe has a dance competition?
And Mario Lopez's actual daughter in real life.
But what's the dance is it like Step Up in Albuquerque? What is this?
It's like the girl who has to go back, she's an architect. Maybe they're always architects, I think.
Yeah.
She has to go back. Her mom is dead, but her mom used to run a dance studio. And then they need to like do something in the dance studio's honor. There's always Christmas, and there's always, like, a countdown to Christmas. But then there has to be some sort of, like, B story or subplot that's like, we got to win a competition. We got to get enough toys to the toy drive.
Before the clock strikes 12.
Yes, yeah. We have to make a gingerbread thing with all the spices that my dead grandmother brought from China.
Yes.
Like, that is an actual one. So it is some sort of, like, other thing they're doing in addition to just, like, Christmas.
Yes. Get the whole holiday ambiance.
Yeah. And we need it to have like a rat race element.
Oh, I love a rat race. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of shoving, get to the airport.
Yeah.
Kevin. All right. We have three more.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm really mad.
You have time. No, you're fine.
I'm mad at myself.
Don't be mad at yourself. Okay. Just believe.
Okay.
It's a Christmas miracle. You must believe in yourself, Megan.
I know. Wiggle my nose.
Community Center Magi. The residents of Evergreen Valley are down on their luck, and the trio who run the community center, Golda, Murr, and Frank, team up to save more than just the annual Christmas festival. They rediscover the magic of community, love, and belonging amidst the holiday chaos.
I think this is real.
Final answer?
I guess it's fake then.
It is fake.
because I've seen one with a Christmas, with like a community center that they were trying to redo.
But Golda, Murr, and Frank?
I know. Who's right? Land is writing these?
Yes.
I should have taken that into consideration.
But I was like, I could not. I was like, you asshole.
I should have taken that into consideration. Well, and okay, so the one, I'm now noticing a theme in the ones that Land is writing. There's some sort of like message at the end,
right.
And that he's really spelling that out. And sometimes Lifetime is like, yeah, people make out.
Yeah.
And that's the message.
But also Land is like, this writer's strike is
I
over.
I know.
Well, I have pitches.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Okay. Here's a plot and title. This movie is called Game On, Santa.
Okay.
When Santa's GPS system crashes on Christmas Eve, a gamer whiz kid steps in to help save Christmas, navigating Santa's magical Christmas delivery schedule through snowy challenges with a magical controller.
Okay, so Lifetime movies are usually not about children.
That's why I love them.
They're usually about adults. And then children can be there if they are orphans or in danger.
As they should be.
Right. So I'm going to say, you just like didn't mention a single mother or like a mom whose like dad was in the hospital. So I'm going to say fake.
You are correct.
Okay, great.
Fake.
Thank you. Thank you.
Game On, Santa does not exist. We need orphans and tragedy.
Yes.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah, children are accessories in Lifetime movies.
We need like a finalist on American Idol.
Yeah.
Give us that. Okay. And finally, we have On Strike for Christmas. Joy Robertson goes, quote, on strike for Christmas because her husband and sons are wrapped up in their own pursuits and providing no help whatsoever with the many Christmas preparations.
I'm going to say fake.
It's real.
Wow. Again, yeah. I didn't think the name.
Joy Christmas.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they come. I mean, I like that it has like a feminist element to it, too.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not doing anymore.
But what's weird is Lan left out that this takes a twist and becomes a like a forensic file. She kills everyone in their sleep. Yeah. And then she blames it on the elf on a shelf.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And they take her in and the rest is history. Which, by the way, Elf on the Shelf, do you do that with your kid?
He's not old enough.
Okay.
I don't know. I definitely know people that, like...
Do it.
Like, the thing is, you will hear parents be like, I need it. Like, I need to be able to blackmail my child into being good.
Just the season.
Yes. And so, but, like, now Elf on the Shelf has, like, sort of... kind of gone into other holidays too, where there's some sort of like candy fairy where you need to trade in your candy for after Halloween and then you get a present instead.
Weird.
Yeah. So it's like you can pick out like 10 pieces or whatever it is, your favorite pieces, and then you give because children cannot eat pillowcases of candy, you know?
Right.
My parents just took it.
Do you know what? You want to hear something weird? My boyfriend looks like Elf on a Shelf.
He does.
Yes.
Wow.
Evan looks like Elf
long,
on the Shelf.
Long and lanky.
It's the eyes. He's got really long eyelashes and he has that little face. And I tell him this. It's not like I'm like oh, I'm
shaming. Yeah. You're like, I am attracted to Elf on the Shelf.
I'm dating Elf on a Shelf.
Just from seeing Elf on the Shelf in people's houses, I would be like, he's hung for sure. Like, he's packing.
Yeah.
I think that's why Santa's like, we got to get him out of here.
I know.
You know?
That elf out of here.
We got to get these female elves working. Yeah. And he's distracting them with this big old swinging hog.
He's got a big old swinging candy cane. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he's got this like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll look over and Evan every now and then will be like. And he has that like. I don't
twinkle.
Even know. What is his name? Does he have a name?
No, you get to name
get
them.
Out of
so
here.
Like, I know one named Noodle. Like, I think.
Noodle with that hog?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is weird. Like, if you dressed up my boyfriend as...
What did you do for Halloween?
We thought about it. Yeah. But I would have been the shelf. I would have dressed up like a shelf.
Yeah.
And he would have sat on me and been
or
like...
Or you could have been like a crying child.
Oh. Just a crying child.
You're like, well, the costume's bought.
Yeah, but it is kind of weird what people do with their elves on the shelves. It's like... It's,
oh, you see them in trees.
But, like, you also see them, like, peeing in cups. And
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, pooping. Pooping in the toilet. I've seen one sitting on the edges of toilets.
It's so weird. And
I hope by the time my son is of age, there will be a new way to blackmail him.
Absolutely. Just do it.
Yeah.
And scar them. Because I feel like there's the best gift you can give someone for Christmas is trauma.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of trauma, we are going to talk about some of the weirdest Christmas crimes.
Okay.
So crime. forensic.
Yeah.
What are they? What's the word? What do they call them?
Evidence?
No, not like evidence. They're called like true crime.
True crime.
I'm not a big true crime person, but like I can, I get it. I see it. And you know, everyone's like, women love true crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I forget who the guest was we had. I think it was Kara. You know Kara.
Oh, yeah,
so, yes, she was like, yes, we love true crime because women are always afraid of getting murdered. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. For me, there's like a fine line between like being into it and then like being so scared because I'm naturally afraid of being murdered. And then I'm an old school Dateline gal, though, for sure.
See, okay, so here's some of the weirdest Christmas crimes. Okay. So here's one. It's about a man named the Santa Claus burglar was stuck in a chimney for 6 hours while trying to escape the scene. Seattle firefighters pulled the naked man from the chimney after a neighbor reported someone screaming for help. The man claimed his friend, who presumably was also on the roof with him, tossed his backpack into the chimney and he was trying to retrieve it. Apparently, his clothes also burned up somewhere in the mix. He was charged with residential burglary in a 17-month jail sentence.
Oh, so the clothes burned off. He didn't go into it naked. Well, I'm really excited because I'm going to Seattle for shows this weekend, and I'd love for this man, if you're out of jail, I'd love to offer you a free ticket to my show. You seem like you'd be an amazing audience member.
Clothing optional.
Yeah, Christmas crime is fun because of Home Alone. You know, like, we've sort of been like, the Wet Bandits are like some of our favorite fictional criminals of all time. Mm-hmm. And it is a really smart time to burglarize people, unfortunately. I know. Like, that is what I got married 11 days before Christmas, and we went on our honeymoon, and one of our friends was supposed to be coming over to, like, bring the presents inside, and he lapsed on it for about 48 hours.
He what? He collapsed?
No, he lapsed. He, like, didn't come over and do it for, like, 2 days. And so we had a bunch of Christmas presents and wedding presents stolen off of our front porch.
Oh, no.
And it's like—
Porch pirates.
Yeah. And my mom goes, he must have really needed it, the man. And it's like, okay, I guess you got, like, a bath mat from Bloomingdale's. Like, that's kind of sucks.
Good for you.
There's no resale.
Wear it out.
But, like, that, it's a terrible thing to do, but it ends up sort of being a fine crime because you can, like, stores are so used to being like, all my stuff got stolen, and then they just send you the stuff.
But isn't that kind of messed up with, like, all the footage now that we have of, like, these smash and grabs and all that kind of stuff? If you put it with the background track of a holiday film, it becomes fun.
Yes. Yes.
No, 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 no,
yeah.
No, 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 no. Yeah.
I'm sure Marv and Harry had tough lives.
Yeah.
You know, like, it is like, Kevin, you're an asshole to them.
Yeah.
Let them, this isn't even your shit. It's your parents' shit.
Yeah. How embarrassing. All right. We have a woman boasted to her neighbors that she had the best Christmas tree in the world. That, quote, Christmas tree was actually a giant marijuana plant.
Hero.
Police in Chile found 21 cannabis plants, 29 bags of other drugs, and 2 shotguns in the woman's house. Apparently, the authorities had been investigating her for a month, but didn't actually expect to find a marijuana plant being used as a Christmas tree.
I think she's a hero.
I do, too. She is an icon.
Yeah.
She is a legend.
If the Virgin Mary is a saint, this woman should be, too.
Yeah.
Because
agreed.
A Christmas tree made out of marijuana, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And gorgeous and probably good for global warming.
Agreed. And I'd rather grandma get run over by a marijuana bush than a reindeer.
Yes.
You know, smoke on, grandma.
On Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country. And even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
All right. We have this one. A couple was given a no-contact order after assaulting each other over an unappreciated Christmas gift in New Hampshire. Mm. The boyfriend complained about getting a Wii system instead of the remote control plane he asked for. When his girlfriend decided to leave, he grabbed her hair and she turned around and hit him.
Okay, he's a monster.
Of course.
And a child.
A Wii system? Gross.
Over a... She got you a plane? Go buy your own shit.
She bought you a remote control plane. Here's the thing. I'm going to be real. I don't trust people who own drones.
I was going to say, I don't trust people from New Hampshire.
Let's not trust people from New Hampshire who own drones. Drones weird me out.
Like, oh my God, they're so strange.
It's so, like, when people have them, even like remote control planes. So yeah, this guy is definitely a creep. I don't understand the mindset of a guy. Look at the helicopter guy. Yeah.
And she still got him a present.
She got him a present.
Okay, you're a dork. I'll get you this thing. And it was like, oh, this is how dorks are intense too. Because it's like, that's not what I want. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then you pulled her hair. She should have not gotten in any trouble.
I think that would be the biggest of red of flags if it was like you got your husband or wife something and they're like, what did you do?
Uh-oh.
And you're like, what?
I did this.
You did? No, you did not. You complained? Did you grab his hair?
No.
What'd you do?
He got me a Tiffany necklace.
What?
And so I knew it was expensive and I just didn't like it.
Okay.
And so I was like, I don't want you to have spent this amount of money on something that I don't like. And so he returned it and then bought me something else.
I just remembered something. I did this as well. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
You just said that and I was like.
I didn't fight him. I wasn't like, you piece of shit.
Yeah. No.
I just was like, this was a lot.
It was a lot.
And I know you consulted with people, but they were wrong.
Yeah.
And so we're going to take this back to Mr. Tiffany.
My Elf on a Shelf got me a bracelet.
Yeah.
From Rodeo Drive. And I can't remember if it was for my birthday or an anniversary or something, but I'm not like, as you can see, I don't wear jewelry. Yeah. I've never really worn jewelry. And it was really, really nice, but I was like, I'm going to brush my teeth and it's going to fall down the drain. Like I was thinking like, I'm going to go somewhere and it's just going to fall. It's going to get ripped off me. And I was like,
jewelry's tough.
Jewelry is tough, but a plane... A remote control plane.
So we
get out of here, Radio Shack. Yeah, take that shit to Best Buy, bro.
Grow up. Yeah. Play real tennis, you baby.
God. Okay, we have two more.
Okay,
this one is about a man, and I'm already in.
Yeah,
not because it's a man, because this man is high on bath salts.
Oh boy,
he broke into a house in Ohio and started to decorate.
Oh,
okay,
helpful.
An 11-year-old boy found the man decorating and playing with his toys when he called his mother, who was at the neighbor's house. The man reportedly lit candles,
gay,
and hung a wreath,
gay,
on the garage door while watching TV. He was arrested and charged with burglary.
But he didn't steal anything.
Well, but he was also high on bath salts.
Yes, no, that's the part that's not great. But everything else,
we're lucky he didn't eat the kid. Oh, look, a Christmas cookie. You know, no.
What was he watching on TV? I hope it was a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Yes.
Yay.
Gay.
I just, like, as a mom who's busy, I think this sounds helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, son, come on over to the neighbors, and then we're going to let him foam in the front yard when he's done.
But, I mean, what? You know what? It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's really, like, when you said a man high on bath salts, your brain immediately goes, Florida. And then you go, well, Ohio is kind of the Midwest
the same
of Florida.
Thing.
Yeah,
God,
the Midwestern
look at these
Florida.
Stats. We're doing, like... We're playing, you know, we're making our, like, fantasy meth Christmas league.
Well, and I'm from Indiana, and people always talk major shit about Indiana, and some of it is, like, fine, you can do that. But, like, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, we're surrounded by other places where men are high on bath salts.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like, that's, we haven't patented that in Indianapolis.
What's that Michael Keaton show that was, like,
Dope Sick?
Dope Sick.
Yeah.
That's all there.
My parents loved that show.
I know,
it's
a really good show. But this would be a great Lifetime movie. Bath Salt Santa.
Ugh. Yeah, because, like, we have friends that, like...
So high doesn't know he's playing reindeer games, you know?
We have friends that, like, take Adderall to be able to clean their apartment. And he was like, yeah, I adopted a family and took bath salts and then hung wreaths and lit candles.
I helped with the toys, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe this is the kid's fault.
Because
I think Santa came down that chimney, but before he came down, his clothes were not burned off. He came down... Mom put out the cookies, mm-hmm. and then Timmy got into, like, Dad's secret drawer in the shed, found a little baggie that looked like powdered sugar, and sprinkled it on the cookies.
And then
Santa went wild. Yeah.
We're all asking for a man to come into our house around this time, and this man did.
He did.
And now he's in jail? It's like a double standard.
I know. I don't like it. It's a no, no, no for me. All right. And finally, next time you think about stealing that baby Jesus from the local church, think again, because it could be implanted with a GPS device. A woman was arrested. Guess where?
Florida.
Florida, on theft of the baby Jesus after GPS tracked it down. This is supposedly a fairly common crime during the season, and a number of churches have started to use GPS and camera systems to deter and locate thieves.
Yeah, I mean, to put a GPS in a baby Jesus, what does this world come to?
You know? I mean, AirTag Christ.
I have friends that AirTag their children.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did they, where was it? In his booty? How many holes are there in a fake baby Jesus?
I don't have time for that. I really don't. I honestly, I think they just like, I mean, it has to be like on the back of the diaper.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I went to Malibu this weekend and they had a nativity scene. I want to say it was in like Calabasas, like going towards Malibu, but they had a nativity scene and it was like full caged.
Caged
nativity.
I mean, I also think stealing from a church is a victimless crime.
It's so weird.
They've been stealing from us for years.
Fair.
Have you ever seen the Vatican?
Yeah. Well,
get that shit on Selling Sunset because that is nice. God. So let us take some baby Jesuses if we want.
But I mean, I feel like that's such like a, what do you need it? What do you need a baby Jesus
for? You don't. You probably got like stale wafers there and are trying to show the church what's up.
I don't think, I feel like if you're going to steal, I mean, I feel like the baby Jesus is the Super
Centerpiece.
Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is the Super Bowl, like, prize.
Well, you know they didn't AirTag Joseph. They're like,
who
you
gave
can
a
take
shit about Joseph?
No one cares. In some ways, I feel bad for Joseph.
Did you ever do a nativity scene when you were a kid?
I think it was like, come up to the front and like, sit here and like, be a goat. But it wasn't like, planned. You know, when they're just like, all the kids.
Were you a farm animal? They made you the goat?
Probably.
I've
been a turnip. I've been the farmer's daughter.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I've been a lot of different farm adjacent things in plays.
Mm-hmm. But like Christmas styles.
I think Christmas style, I just was like a young white girl that they were like, you're a piece of hay.
Mm-hmm. I was not. Our neighborhood did a nativity scene, and they were down. They already had a Joseph, and I don't remember. I think Jesus was. I don't know if Jesus was a real baby or if it was like a plastic baby. I can't remember. It wasn't air tagged, and someone stole it. So hopefully, it grew up.
Wow! And, now they have loved. Live nativity scenes.
That's what I did. It was a live nativity scene.
Yeah, those are fun.
And they already had a Joseph, and they were like, "Well, do you want to be the angel?"
Yeah,
Mama. I worked. I gave you heaven.
Yeah.
I gave you miracle. I sat on top of this shed and was like, Sanctus Dominus, like gave
gorgeous.
You like, in excelsis Deo. 9 or 10 years old. And my parents were like, I think he smelled too many candles at home. Yeah. I was giving you heavenly theater.
Gorgeous.
It was so stunning. Okay. Now, we're going to do this.
Okay.
Since we have put together and played these games about Hallmark movies and themes, we are going to make our very own Hallmark Christmas movie plot.
Okay.
This is a Hallmark Christmas movie plot generator. So we get to choose from each category.
Okay.
Okay. So the first category is a location. Or no. This is the woman, right?
Yeah.
So the first category, it's a big city girl, a career-oriented woman, recently single girl, world-weary woman, or with the wrong guy.
Okay. I want to go world-weary.
World-weary.
I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah.
Of just like, because
exhausted.
The thing is, you can be world-weary and also be in a big city, be career-oriented, have broken up. Like, it's just such a big sort of blanket. And especially around the holidays, you can just be like, fuck this.
I hate all of you.
Yeah. And that has like a little bit of an element of like a Grinch or a Scrooge to it.
Fair.
Of just like, I don't want to do holidays this year.
One of my favorite movies is The Divas Christmas Carol, starring Vanessa Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Find it. I don't know where it is, but it's fantastic. Okay. Her name is Ebony Scrooge.
Gorgeous.
She's an ex-diva with Chili from TLC.
Oh, wow.
Who is like the Jacob Marley. And she's just like a bitch diva. Kathy Griffin's like the Ghost of Christmas Past. It's so weird and fun. You're welcome.
TLC had a Christmas bio, or TLC had a Lifetime biopic. So.
Oh, yeah. They did. Yeah, they did. It was. All right. So we're going with World Weary Woman.
Yeah.
Now, what's her occupation? Is she a lawyer, a writer, a baker, interior designer, or early 2000s actor you forgot about?
Okay, so architect should be on there. Mm-hmm. God.
Megan has notes, you guys.
Architect is like the most common one. Baker, seen it, writer, we are them. And it's like, we are world weary. Interior designer, what do you have to be world weary about? I'm going to say—
Can we throw social media influencer in there, or is it not yet that time?
No, that could be fun, too. Like, I lean towards, like, evil corporate lawyer. Like, maybe she's a lawyer for insurance companies.
Ooh.
And, like, when people are like, hey, I have cancer, she finds ways for the insurance companies to not have to pay for their treatment.
So world weary lawyer.
Yeah.
For an insurance company.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, her big task that she has to do in the movie, she either has to inherit something, to enter a folksy contest, to stop some corporate closure, to save the family business, or to appease their sassy friend or widowed parent.
Okay, I think save the family business, and the family business needs to be something like very sweet. I've seen in Lifetime movies toy stores. I've seen Christmas shops. I've seen cafes, obviously dance studios. So it needs to be like you can actually combine the elements of folksy contest with family business to get a folksy family business. It could actually be a family business that makes sleighs.
Wow. I think we're going to combine folksy family business.
Yeah, folksy family business.
It could be a Cracker Barrel.
Yes, those are shutting down. Those are shutting
not
down.
Not this Christmas, they're not.
She could own a Quiznos location.
Yes, queen. Queen Quizno Christmas. QQ Christmas with a Q.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this next column is just... And magically falls in love. Uh-huh. So she has to magically fall in love with someone. And that person is either a sensitive guy in plaid with an old flame.
Same guy.
With some guy and his dog.
Same guy.
With a single dad and his precious child.
Precocious.
Oh, precocious.
Yeah, so that's a child that's going to be like, you work for insurance companies? That's whack.
And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never had a kid speak to me like that before.
Oh, yeah, and they probably have glasses.
Yeah. And then by the end, they're like, will you be my mom?
Yes! Yeah, like that. Yeah, that one's speaking to me.
I don't even know. I know what precocious is. I just read it too fast.
No, I know. Well, and I'm sorry to...
No, I get it because some people will be like, he can't even read! And it's like, okay.
No, precocious is just such a specific type of Christmas movie child. Kevin is one, you know?
And finally, with Christmas, the town and some guy.
So here's my problem with this plot generator. Uh-huh. These can all be that. You can be a single dad who has a dog, is her ex, wears plaid, and is just a guy. You know, like, so it's the same way World Weary was. That's why I want to go with single dad and his precocious child, because I do want him in plaid. I do want him to have a golden retriever. I need him to be her ex from, like, middle school.
Who's now the sheriff.
Yes, but, like, doesn't carry a gun.
Right,
you know, like, it's like—
Because the town's cool.
Yeah, the town listened in 2020, and the sheriff is no longer carrying a gun.
Right. He just has, like, keys to every store in town.
Yes. And then he can get them, like, to a roof that has a gorgeous view of the city.
With Edison bulbs stringing from the top.
Get it to me!
And the final sentence, which is sticks with everything, and also the only old man in town might actually be the real Santa Claus.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Is this why we love this so much?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's read it all together.
Okay.
World-weary lawyer for an insurance company saves the folksy family business and falls in love with the single dad and his precocious child, and also the only old man in town might actually be the real Santa Claus.
Who has cancer, and she has to find a loophole that he can get chemo.
What's this called? Cancer Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas with cancer?
Chemo Cancer Christmas.
Only on Lifetime. Oh, my God. Megan, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for being here today. Tell everybody where they can follow you, all that jazz. If you have any shows coming up.
I would love for you to listen to I Love My Kid, But,
where
we complain about being parents and that our kids might be gay because they love candles. And then you can follow me at Better Megan Gailey on Instagram. There was a Megan Gailey, and I did need to show her a lesson. And then at Megan Gailey on X.
Oh, an X.
I was tweeting today. I was Xing today.
You were?
Yeah. Sometimes you just wake up and you go, I got to pop off some X's.
Pop off some X's. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's our show, guys. Thank you so much. Make sure to subscribe to the Patreon, Just Say with Justin Martindale. Make sure to like and subscribe, rate and review, follow the YouTube channel, and listen wherever you get your podcasts. And we will see you next time. Hope you guys are having a happy holidays. Mwah. Bye.